Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spencer down the right side off a double screen, penetrates out to Heald, topside to Draymond, looks and finds Spencer in the corner. Has Holmgren as his defender, shot clock at 8, now drives into the paint, stops, turns, fade away over Holmgren.
Oh! Nothing but net for Pat Spencer! Oh my goodness! How did he get that off?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call last night. Warriors fall to the Thunder. What was the final? 124-112?
Yeah.
Vegas is something else, aren't they?
Well, my goodness. I didn't even think about what was it?
11.5.
That's just amazing.
11.5.
That is wild.
And I heard you guys talking before the game, and I said, count me out tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no interest in betting this game, but remember what I said? I said, if I had a bet, and I'm not gonna, I'd take the Warriors tonight,
you
and I was sitting pretty all night.
Yeah, I thought I was going to send Caleb $50 Cash App. Like, I really like,
oh,
I
that's
paid
right.
for
I
the
forgot
win.
About that.
And unfortunately, they didn't close. Now, I just real quick, Stan, I think you think I'm upset at the outcome of the game. I'm not. I'm just perplexed. And we got Monty Pool. What time?
12:30. Monty Pool, NBC Sports Bay Area.
I'm just perplexed as to why. And coaches make mistakes. But why would Steve Kerr take Patrick Spencer out that game, who was having a Steph Curry-like moment? He was in fuego. Gave you the lead 3 different times in the fourth. Steiny, in the paint where the Warriors don't live. So that blew me away, and I guess I'm just emotional today with the rest of Dove Nation as to, do you think Kerr would do it differently if we could ask him this morning, you know, 12 hours after the game, like, hey, coach, did you get this one wrong?
Well, they asked him after the game. And first, this is what he said about Spencer and how he played last night.
Pat's pick and roll game was incredible tonight. You know, second half, we played faster. We were able to spread the floor and just get into a lot of high ball screens. And, you know, Pat was getting downhill, getting into the paint. And when he wasn't, you know, making his mid-range shot, he was moving the ball along. And once you get a paint touch like that, the defense has to react. And as I said, I thought BP did the same thing. Both guys really played great games and created a lot for others. And obviously, we played faster in the second half, spread the floor more, and got a good rhythm going. Just couldn't close the game.
All right, so that was Steve Kerr talking about Spencer's ball game and Pods' ball game. He lumps them both in together and says they both played well. And they played a lot faster. And so, by the way, Jimmy Butler, we got a little report on him. The leg issue, is it a leg or a foot?
According to Anthony Slater of ESPN, Jimmy Butler's knee issue is not believed to be serious, so he is still to be determined for Thursday's game in Philadelphia. Steph Curry obviously will miss the entirety of the road trip.
Wow, okay.
All right, so Butler will find out probably game time decision tomorrow in Philly. And getting back to Spencer here, this is...
I didn't get it, partner.
This is Steve Kerr getting asked, how do you choose a closing lineup?
You're just going with the guys who have, you know, really played the best and you feel good about. And, you know, we stayed with Gary because he's our best on-ball defender. Buddy is also better defensively than given credit for. And, you know, we wanted him on the ball and we wanted his floor spacing. He got a good look late. He was mad at himself for not knocking it down, that corner shot. But, you know, Buddy is a great, great shooter. And so we were just going with the guys that we felt gave us the best chance.
And, like, I believe he believes that, but Stani, you didn't do that.
Well, was Pat Spencer an option to close?
It was a consideration, but we wanted to get Brandon back in the game because he was also playing at a high level, and Pat had been out there for a while, and just felt like, you know, a good time to sub. We have played them together a little bit. That was discussed in the huddle, but we decided to go with the group that we went with.
All right. There it is.
So ignore what's happening in the moment, basically, even though you're saying something different, and go with,
well, this is
what's
what
on the chalkboard. Like, what happened to in the meantime? That great book I read by Terry McMillan, Stani. What happened to in the, dude, was like, they can't play together. He talked about it like I would have went down with, you know, on that boat. Like, he was one guy, just Pat Spencer, not coming off the court, having that type of game.
But this is kind of what I mean about, and okay, so Pat Spencer's, and I'll say it, finally having a good game.
Right.
All right, Pods is your guy. And so, like, okay, Spencer plays well. They take him out with 4 minutes to go. Warriors aren't able to bring it home. You know, Pods didn't play great down the stretch. All right.
After sitting for 6 minutes, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, to me, that, like, now, over the course of an 82-game season, maybe you think about Spencer the next time you have that decision. But, like,
the likelihood of that happening is very rare that he'll ever be in a zone like he was.
That's why you don't play hurts. Him the fight, because you know, it was such an outlier type of a game. I mean,
you played the game on Division III level.
Listen,
you covered the game,
right. Guys who are 11th men who play well up until the 5 minute mark puts a coach in that situation all the time, and the coach has to make a decision. And sometimes they go with the guy who got him there, and sometimes they go with the guys who's got him there before.
All right. I hear you talking, and I'm not changing diapers or giving anybody a pacifier. Had you been Patrick Spencer in that moment at 3:56 left in the game, and you came out, would you personally
Doesn't
have
matter.
Been mad?
Yeah, probably,
okay,
of course.
Gotcha.
But that's irrelevant.
No, I appreciate that.
But that's irrelevant.
It was the wrong move because of Pods?
Well,
So that Pods ain't Curry. And it seems like that, I guess that's what's coming out now. Because of Pods, who was sitting his ass over there, and your boy was getting bucket after bucket after bucket, but we had to put Pods back in? What are we doing? When a dude is balling, and you could have took anybody else out, both of them could have played, but that's your answer because of Pods? And he comes in, jacks into three, he's cold, and then I'm thinking he's watching the Pat Spencer show, so naturally he's trying to keep it going, turns the ball over. It's like Pat Spencer will never get that moment back.
Yeah, I mean,
because of Pods?
I mean,
this is the type of stuff or moves that hurts Pods. Pods didn't do anything wrong.
Well, Pods
he did
was
what the coach told him. No, you weren't in the game without him. But
right.
Just when you hear those sound bites of why somebody's water got turned off when they are cooking because of Pods.
He missed his last shot, and it was short. So maybe and
he gave you the lead three times in the fourth, though. Yeah. He was cooking.
Okay, he was cooking.
And Stani, in regard to fatigue, he played 21 minutes.
I know, but he's a sub who doesn't play a lot at all. So, listen, I'm just telling you. Steve Kerr said, you know, he thought he was getting a lot of minutes. And, like, okay, you want to, like, seriously, you want to go to the well and say, put this one on Kerr because of Pat Spencer? Go ahead and put it on Kerr because of Pat Spencer. But if we're talking about one game and he should have played Pat Spencer the last 4 minutes and he went to Pods and he's going to have to figure that out, it's like, that is such small potatoes for this team.
No, that, hey, that's a whole, you are totally correct, and that's a whole different conversation. And it's not just about Pods because he was the guy that came in. It's about, why would you not ride the hot hand until the well went dry?
Well, maybe he said, I'm riding the hot hand, and then Spencer missed his last shot. He had a little chippy in the lane. It was short, and maybe he thought he was tired, and that was the best time to get him out. It didn't work. They lost the game, and now Pat Spencer goes back to being a 12th man.
Now, that's a different. Now, I'm asking you. I know we got Monty Poole from NBC Sports Bay Area joining us at 12:30, but I mean this question because I'm not telling you this is my answer. Does that performance last night make you think any difference of Pat Spencer?
Not really.
Moving forward?
Not really.
And I get that.
He's an NBA player. There's no doubt about it. Last night, he was good. Other times this year, he's been, to me, good and bad. But that's why he's the 11th man, because he's not consistent.
But we've seen Moses Moody be that 11th man and forgotten about, and then he climbed up the charts. We've seen progress.
Listen, The only thing I didn't like about him taking Pat Spencer out is the thing that I don't like about Pods, and that is he comes right into the game, right off the bench, and he takes a quick three with a shot clock at 14.
Wow, man.
And then the next possession, he turns the ball over. So that makes Kerr's decision look awful.
Okay.
The reality of the situation is Pods, he has got to find some kind of balance in his game between, like, he...
Wow.
It's either, like... It's either a dagger or it's dumb. Like, you can't, if you have a good shot to have that bucket that puts you up 8 or 5 or to cap off a run, that's one thing. But he, for whatever reason, feels the need to take that shot all the time. Those momentum type shots, he doesn't make a lot of them because they're not great shots. And then he tends to interject himself more than other players when he's in a game. And he's in games when they're close and it's late. And so it's kind of feast or famine with Pods.
Wow.
Let's go to Kevin in Pleasanton to get us started. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Monty Poole coming up at 12:30, NBC Sports Bay Area. What's up, Kevin? Oh, no Kevin. Let's go to David in Santa Cruz. Hey, David, how you doing?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey.
I feel like at this point of the season, you got to ride the hot hands, right? Like, who's having good games 2 games in a row? If you're going to say, well, Spencer finally had a good game, you can kind of say the same for Pods, right? Like, who's having good games besides the top guys at this point of the season? You got to ride the hot hand. And I feel like Kerr messed that up last night, and it has a lot to do with why we lost.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going to blame Kerr for taking Pods out.
Pat, you mean?
Spencer out, and that you think that cost the Warriors the game, then you can obviously feel that way. Did I think it was a huge move? Not really.
But then when you saw the Pods, like, go ahead.
I'm just telling you, like, Pods messed that up.
Yeah, yeah.
By having to come into the game and wanting to make a statement. Here's the other thing. You know, we talk about this team and who you decide to play down the stretch. I mean, clearly something's going on with Moses Moody.
Oh, Kerr was lacing into him
exactly.
At the first quarter. Evan texted me. I was like, whoa. I rewinded. Like, what do you think that was about?
Well, has Moody played well enough all year to just play in crunch time?
I would say no.
All right.
But
well, then on a night like last night, he's not going to play much because he wasn't very good. Like, I don't.
But he came back from the injury on fire, like Kuminga's first 5 games. So I'm saying no, but I mean, that meant something, Steiny. He played 15 minutes.
Right. What did he do?
And he was out there fumbling the ball. Like the pressure, like Kuminga. I felt like they almost had the same game, but Kuminga's was worse. That pressure was made. Like, wow. I'm not mad they lost, Steiny. I expected it. But then when I'm watching in real time, I guess I'm just married to, and I coach CYO St. Anne, shout out Eddie House, 8th grade. I just have a philosophy of what I think coaching means, and you ride the hot hand when you see it. And it's your job to know, even when you get it from an unexpected source, that Patrick Spencer was qualified to finish that game. Do they win, partner? I don't know. But to have him come out after making bucket after bucket, and then Nowitzki, the Dirk over Holmgren.
That wasn't the last shot he made.
I know.
It wasn't.
But I guess, Donnie, because you miss a shot after that doesn't constitute your cold and you got to come out.
Okay.
Buddy Hield could have came out. You know what I mean? So many guys could have came out. But it is what it is. What you're talking about and what we're doing.
The team's not good enough to have guys.
They have no guys outside their
big three who deserve every night to play in crunch time. They just don't. Moody did not deserve to play in crunch time last night. Kuminga is lost.
But I thought my application.
Steph Curry was good, so that's why he played. Could he have played Spencer more? Apparently so. But he brought Pods back because Pods was playing well. Buddy was not. Buddy's a veteran. Like, we've lived through this for the whole Steve Kerr era. That's why he's going to play Buddy Hield. And unfortunately, Buddy Hield has not helped them win many games this year. So Buddy's hurting them.
Yeah, let me just, and you could tell me if this is far-fetched, because I just share with you guys my thoughts. I always told you I just love watching what I believe is the guru Joe Lacob cam. And I wasn't in the arena like Evan. But Stani, I know where he was sitting, and I could see him the whole game. I'm just telling you, I didn't see him get up when they got the lead, went up four, and it just got me to thinking, and why I'm sharing it, what do you think he could be thinking and how he's feeling? Does he feel like he might be to blame for the lack of size and athleticism? But right now, after 22 games, this team's 22-22. Curry's not back in the week that we thought he was going to come back. Jimmy's just, I'm asking you, and this might be too far-fetched for you, but what do you think, how would you be feeling if you're Joe Lacob? Just about the whole outfit. Forget last night.
You know, it's funny. You ask me these questions a lot, and I always find them fascinating because I don't think Joe Lacob woke up this morning and was more pissed than he was 3 days ago. I get it. He may be upset. He may be frustrated. But this is his team. This is the avenue. He went down. The organization went down. And 90% of the fan base or whatever sold, it. So now here you are. You're going to play, you played 22 games. By the time you play 25 games, Steph Curry will have already missed 9 games, which means that puts him on a pace for 52 games this year. Not enough. Jimmy Butler, 22 games into the season, now has a leg issue. Status undetermined for tomorrow. We'll figure that out. But the issue to me with this team is that how can they possibly get consistency when they don't have consistency in their personnel night to night? I don't know how they rectify that.
Why is that?
Because
the lack of consistency.
Because you've already gotten into a situation where Kuminga's missed 8 to 10 games. So he's in, out, in. Curry's been in, out, in. And when Curry's in, out, in, that's a big problem because you're so dramatically different when he plays and when he doesn't. It's just two different Warrior teams.
And on to piggyback on top of that, that's why I thought when Kerr and a lot of the players were talking about this practice stuff after coming out of training camp, I took issue with because of one of my favorite slogans. Tomorrow's not promised. So it was supposed to be all about practice, all this stuff. And then now the chef's injured. Jimmy's hampered. So it's not everything that you guys were selling us on about, we're going to bring this continuity back together. Now you got guys that are not even available for that.
Right.
So now that ship has sailed. And where are we at? And then Kuminga 3-10 in a game that that was really a big test for me because, okay, and you could say it's unfair. OKC has length. And I wanted to see what he could do. And Stani, I just felt like everything that he's not good at was on display.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Just turning the ball, going to the rack, and not just the GPS was not working. 3 of 10 and wasn't even a thought in the fourth quarter. If you're going to tell me the minute restriction, I'm trying to win games.
Oh, so you would have put Kuminga back in.
Yeah, and then his agent tweeted, what's going on? Aaron Turner tweeted, what the hell's going on here?
You're pissed off that Spencer is playing well and gets taken out of crunch time, but Kuminga was not good all game, but he deserves to play in crunch time. How do you make that determination game to game?
I'm going to hit rewind. We got to be fair. They went on a run the late third. Kuminga was on the floor. He was a part of that.
All right.
So just, it wasn't just about score buckets.
Kuminga
he was a part of that.
Kuminga deserved to play in crunch time.
He could, with this team so devoid of talent, he was it could be an option. And if I saw him give us something in that third quarter run, why not just give him a shot for a couple minutes in the fourth? Nothing there. Yank him.
When do you yank him? You put him in with four and then yank him with two? You can't do that. And again, like if you want to say Spencer should have, fine. Say Spencer should have. Again, I'm not like they need to bring Kuminga back the last 6 minutes. He's lost, Goo.
Yeah, I got. Well, his agent thought different. That's all I was bringing
back. I don't give a damn about his agent.
Yeah, I got.
Seriously. I got gives a rat's ass. About his agent.
Simmer.
I mean, his agent. What are we talking about here?
His agent. But that lets you know it's him. It's him. He's saying he feels that way.
His agent.
When your spouse says something out loud, you are part of that, I believe.
What a clown. An agent tweeting during the game.
That wasn't a game for him to tweet that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it was. So that shows you what he's all about.
Now, maybe he was talking about Pat Spencer.
Well, then he's an idiot, too, because Spencer was good.
he might be all right.
No, like that Kurt took Spencer out.
Yeah. What if it's that? I got to be careful. Steiny, I didn't expect
Kuminga's
him to win.
Agent.
They were
oh,
up
my
four.
God. Is there a more meaningless person on planet Earth right now than Kuminga's agent? Kuminga's agent.
Yeah, but...
Oh, my God.
But what he said was a serious shot at the coach, right? What are we doing
here? Who cares?
Here?
Like, seriously, the agent of a disgruntled player...
Who's not having a good game, by the way.
I've had enough of Aaron, what is his name, Turner?
Yeah.
And he was good to us.
Yeah.
888-957-9570.
You better be nice.
Like, I'm Stoney. I'm okay.
Well, you're not okay.
Yeah, Willa's going to come in here. I'm okay.
You're not okay.
I'm mad that Kerr missed a moment.
Okay.
And you agree. Like, I appreciate you saying, like, if that's what you want to talk about.
I'm just not going to vehemently disagree that we didn't use our 12th man the one game he made some shots. But what's he done all season long?
To be fair, is he better than the 12th man?
No.
If we want him to be real, like that was cruel you said that.
I'm sorry.
But let's back up and start thinking about what we saw against who we saw it against. Maybe he might not. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Maybe he might not be a 12th man.
Okay, what is he?
Let me ask you this. How better is Pods than Pat Spencer? Just at the game of basketball. I know whose handles are better. I know who can create a shot better.
So
that's 2-0, Pat.
Okay, so Spencer's better than Pods.
I'm just saying Pat might not be your 12th man. Maybe there's more to him than that.
And I'll tell you this right now. If he's your 8th man, you stink. Mm. You flat out stink. He had a good game.
That he did.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Monty Poole joining us at 12:30 today, NBC Sports Bay Area. And also, we have a lot of Warrior talk today, and I'm going to ask Evan this buffer on this, a little buffer? Got a little buffer on this break coming up? Okay.
In 2 minutes.
888, but it's a long one. It's a long read. 888-957-9570 is the number, and, you know, Warriors,
they played
hard last night. The energy at the arena seemed to be there, and it's unfortunate you had to play the Thunder last night because you probably win against a lot of teams. I know that doesn't matter. All right, what's coming up on the game right now is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And don't forget, the Warriors are going on a 3-game road trip at Philly, at Cleveland, at Chicago. No Steph Curry, and we'll find out more about Jimmy Butler probably at game time tomorrow, but it doesn't appear serious is the reports we're getting from Anthony Slater of ESPN. Hey, tune in for Warriors Live tomorrow when the Warriors play the Philadelphia 76ers. That's presented by Xfinity. Xfinity is your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. That's Warriors Live tomorrow versus Philly. And that segment was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.